Welcome to the Real Estate Pros Podcast. Go to digitalmarketingessentials.com.au to learn about our popular upcoming digital marketing workshops and become the leading real estate authority in your local market. I'm Josh Cobb. Thanks for listening. Often at workshops and speaking events, I talk about a book called Contagious, Why Things Catch On, by marketing professor Jonah Berger. Jonah spent years researching why some brands, celebrities, and influencers are talked about, discussed, and followed more than others. What Jonah found in his research was that there is a common set of marketing ingredients shared by the world's most viral content. In chapter one of his book, Jonah talks about one of these ingredients called social currency. The idea that people share things to make themselves look good to others. Jonah continues by saying this: remarkable things are defined as unusual, extraordinary, or worthy of notice or attention. Something can be remarkable because it is novel, surprising, extreme, or just plain interesting. But the most important aspect of remarkable things is that they are worthy of remark, worthy of mention. Remarkable things provide social currency because they make the people who talk about them seem, well, more remarkable. Now, ever since the internet became accessible to the everyday person, brands simply uploaded their brochures to the web, believing that that's what marketing online was all about. But as the web matured, some brands realized that the internet is in fact a powerful medium for publishing compelling content that can get noticed, talked about, and shared. Now in real estate, and let's be honest about this, we spend the overwhelming majority of our time when it comes to marketing speaking about our listings, our results, our awards, and quite frankly, ourselves. This especially includes the online space, and it is certainly the case when it comes to social media. Social media has given a megaphone to real estate agents the world over, and as with the rise of the internet all those years ago, when social media came along, many saw it as an opportunity to spread their message to a much larger audience than they could have done before. But as time went on, just like the rise of the web, social media got noisy, really noisy. As more and more agents started using these platforms to promote themselves and their properties, it became harder and more expensive to cut through all that noise. As platforms such as Facebook made it harder for agents to reach their audience organically, some believed that boosting posts was going to get the job done. We would likely all agree that while boosting posts on Facebook or any social media platform will surely reach more people, it's not necessarily going to reach the people that our content is most relevant to, and it's even less likely that those people are going to share our content with their family and friends. Now, it's extremely difficult to come up with compelling content all of the time, and I'm not suggesting for a second that every one of your posts on social media needs to go viral. Advertising your services online still works. It works extremely well if done right. But if advertising your properties and your services is all that you are doing, you're probably losing fans that you didn't know you could get. In episode 86 of the podcast, we spoke about the latest changes coming to Facebook and the impact that this will have on brands. Quite simply, Facebook is prioritizing more of people's friends and families in the newsfeed above brands and influencers. And some social media marketing experts are predicting that organic reach on Facebook for brands will reach 0% when these latest changes take effect. This means if you're not paying to promote your posts on Facebook, it's likely that no one will see your content. Now, one of the most interesting comments in Facebook's official statement about these latest changes is this: if a lot of your referral traffic is the result of people sharing your content and their friends liking and commenting on it, there will be less of an impact for you. As Jonah Berger said in his book Contagious, people share things that make themselves look good to others. Facebook knows this, and they are rewarding brands and influencers who create compelling content by delivering that content organically to more people. Is your content compelling? Are you adding value outside of your products and services? Would your own family and friends share your content? If the answer to all of these questions is a yes, you're probably on the right path. Good luck. Thank you for listening to Real Estate Pros. Don't forget to visit digitalmarketingessentials.com.au and register for one of our upcoming workshops. I hope to see you there. Until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.